North Power has been awarded a government contract to extend its fibre network in Kaipara and Whangarei, in a move many say will be a major boost to the local economy and community. The Northland Lines Company completed New Zealand's first ultra-fast broadband fibre network in Whangarei in 2014, to which 8,500 customers are now connected, giving the company one of the highest UFB uptake rates in New Zealand. Under the new contract announced in Dargaville yesterday by Minister for Primary Industries, Nathan Guy, North Power will build 12 UFB fibre networks by 2021. Areas to benefit from the government's UFB2 initiative include Kaiwaka in the south up to Hikarangi in the north.
This is a very significant announcement for Northland, $33 million, 20 towns. We know that Whangarei was the first provincial city to get UFB1, really exciting. That's helped transform that great city. Now we're focused in on some of these smaller towns here in Northland that are actually still very much important to the Northland economy. And I think it's going to be transformational for the North.
We're seeing a drift north out of Auckland, and we're seeing development across the whole of the district. So this initiative is great. It means that we've got a level playing field. It's going to give us an opportunity to get more business development in the area, more employment, and all the things that Kaipara's perhaps languished a wee bit over the last few years. So I see it as a significant step forward.
We see ourselves as a network owner. Previously that was electricity, and will continue to be so, but there's a lot of synergies between an electricity network and a fibre network. So we're happy to be involved in providing fibre in our region in Northland.
I think it's really significant because I know how much demand, you know, nationally there's been on, you know, for government to put money into different communities. So for Northland to get 20 is fantastic. The other thing is it's going to enable small businesses to overcome some of those challenges they have from being in Northland. So that's going to be around scale and isolation and capability. So now, you know, more access to the cloud, more access to bigger markets, and then they can also improve their whole capability, which is going to be, you know, more productivity, make it easier for other people to do business with them, and then also once again to increase their revenue. So it's a really good story, and it means that, you know, Northland as a whole is going to get the same benefits Whangarei has been getting for quite a while now.
A big part of the Northland growth study is about digital infrastructure, and it's a bit like the economic highway right into the living room of homes here in the north. And for people to be able to connect, to have that work-life balance, to connect with family and friends, to maybe run a business from home, to connect important and modern health services, to ensure that our kids are getting well educated in the classroom with modern technology, this is a very exciting rollout for the North. We believe this is actually going to help transform agriculture from the good old days into smart, modern thinking.
North Power will invest $30 million, with the build starting in Hikarangi in April, a move many people believe will help break the digital divide between rural and urban Northland.